first off, when you guys are going through a losing streak like this, how much of a toll does it take considering that you're all about, you know, wanting to keep the same routine each week and, you know, day by day you have a set schedule in mind for how you approach things?
Well, it takes a big toll on us physically and mentally. You know, after a big loss like that, you know, you're kind of feeling a little down. You're also feeling sore. It's different, like, when you win physically and mentally. It's different. You know, once you win, you really erase all the soreness, and you just decided that you got the win. But after a loss, it's like total opposite.
How hard is it to go in a meeting room like this past Sunday, and when you know, okay, part of the reason why you lost is because of, you know, poor tackling across the board defensively, yeah, and then just having to watch that and relive that?
I mean, you can't really say too much about it. It's just gruesome just going in there, knowing what's about to happen. But the best thing you do is basically just watch the film by yourself beforehand,
right,
and get everything out the way. Expect stuff to be thrown at you or whatever, you know, criticism, all that stuff. So that's probably the biggest thing, to watch film beforehand.
So, okay, then on, like, Sundays, what time would do you typically, you know, have your meetings and when you do watch the film for the first time with everybody?
Well, we typically have special teams first, so that's around, like, 1:45. Then after that, about a half an hour, about 2:30, that's when we all get together and watch film.
So when you watch, like, that individual film, is that something that you find yourself maybe doing on Saturday nights, or do you just wait until, you know, a Sunday morning and find, like, a 1 or 2 hour slot where it's like, okay, this is the time I'm going to use now to brace myself for?
Really depends, but after last week, I watched it right after the game. Now, I also watched it on Sunday morning, so mm-hmm. I really watched it basically like 2 or 3 times before I even came in here last week, so I kind of got it out the way.
Micah was just saying that he felt a lot of it, in particular last Saturday, and along with the lines of this losing streak, has just basically been fundamentals,
yeah,
and, you know, just fixing minor details. Is that something that you would agree with, but just when you do look back on what's happened here over the past month?
Yeah, basically, yeah, fundamentals. The fundamentals are tackling and covering. You can't really stop that. You play hard. That's our fundamentals here at the University of Iowa. So, yeah, I agree with Micah 100%.
What's going through your mind here? You're getting ready for Michigan, and I'm sure people are, especially up there, are going to be bringing up last year's game and how that all unfolded.
I'm not really worried about that right now. I'm just worried about what the scheme's going to be and what they go bring to the table. So I'm not really worried about last year.
What did you take away from that experience when you did go up against Denard? I mean, this is assuming that he does, you know, play at any point here on Saturday.
Well, I wouldn't say Denard is my real focus, but it was a privilege to play against that guy. Mm-hmm. He's really good. Everybody knows that. He's highly rated. But I wasn't going into that game thinking about Denard Robson.
Mm-hmm.
I was going into that game thinking about Michigan versus Iowa. So that's how I came out of it.
What do you feel you guys are going to have to be able to do here on Saturday to either slow him down or slow Devin Gardner down, or just, you know, be able to keep their offense in check?
That's basically it, keep the offense in check. We're not really worried about who's going to be back there. Mm-hmm. Just got to play hard. Whoever's back there, hey, mm-hmm. that's that deal with it.